Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, January the 8th, 2021. 15 minutes past the hour, and we are going to continue on with the Family Feud. Now, before we went to break, I announced the category would be if you were arrested and could only make one phone call, whom would you call? Now, we have six answers here. Now, remember, there will be six answers to this question. If you were arrested and could only make one phone call, whom would you call? Go ahead, caller.
My best friend.
Your best friend. Let me check the list here. I got to get it in front of me. Set it to the side. See, that was a mistake. Friend. Friend is number five on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. Friend shows up at number five on a list of six answers here. Now remember, the category is, if you were arrested and could only make one phone call, who would you call? Go ahead, caller.
I would think husband or wife, Scott.
Spouse is number one on the list. You got it.
Okay, I have other answers, but let the other people try.
Let's see what happens. Thank you. Spouse is definitely number one on the list. If you were arrested and could only make one phone call, whom would you call? Go ahead, caller.
A lawyer.
A lawyer. Number three on the list. A lawyer. Thank you. Lawyer shows up at number three on the list. So you have spouse at one, lawyer at three, and friend at five on a list of six. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say lawyer. That's probably number two. So next answer would be mother or parent.
Lawyer's number three.
Yeah, mother or parent is probably on there.
Parent is number two.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Parent shows up at number two on the list. 740-383-9944. If you were arrested and only got one phone call, who would you call? Go ahead, caller.
A family member.
Family. Well, you got to be more specific.
Sibling
is number four on the list. You got it.
Right.
Sibling shows up at number four on the list today. So one answer left. If you were arrested and could only make one phone call, who would you call? See, we must have had a lot of people in the clink because we're knocking these right out. Spouse number one, parent number two, lawyer number three, sibling number four, friend number five. What's the final answer? 740-383-9944. If you were arrested and could only make one phone call, whom would you call? Spouse, parent, lawyer, sibling, and friend have all been taken. Only one answer remains. Does anybody know the answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what the final answer is? Now, we knocked those first five off very quickly, but we don't know what the sixth answer is. Maybe this person does, who is calling in at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Son or daughter?
No son or daughter.
Okay.
Son or daughter does not show up on the list today. If you were arrested and could only make one phone call, whom would you call? Spouse is one, parent is two, lawyer's three, sibling is four, and a friend is number five. What is the sixth answer? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, did somebody say boss or coworker indicates you're not coming into work tomorrow? That would be a kind of funny but true answer.
It'd be a good answer, but not on the list.
Okay, well, I would certainly want to call my boss and let him or her know. If I were arrested, I wouldn't want my three fans not to hear my show.
So. That's right. Won't be on tomorrow. You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. No, not your boss. That is not on the list today. If you were arrested and could only make one phone call, whom would you call? What is the final elusive answer here? Go ahead, caller.
a bail bondsman.
You got it. It's a bail bondsman. Now, not that, hey, before you go, because I've never dealt with a bail bondsman, how does that work?
I've never had to deal with it either.
Do you have to give them a certain amount of money and then they pay you? I never understood that.
Certain percentage of your whatever your bail set at, I think. I don't know.
Huh, that's interesting. Well, hey, thank you.
Yep.
You know, I never understood how a bail bondsman made... If anybody knows the answer to that, give me a call. I've never had that issue. Maybe I might in the future. You never know. But I never understood how that worked, a bail bondsman. You give them a certain amount of money, and then they put up all your bail money, and I guess they get it back, but do they just keep your original money? I don't know how they make money. I'm not sure how that whole bail bondsman thing works. Or if there's a fee that you pay for the service. I don't know. If anybody knows, let me know. 740-383-9944. Okay. The category was, if you could only make one phone call, who would you call if you were arrested? It was spouse, parent, lawyer, sibling, friend, and bail bondsman. Those were the answers. All right. New category. Only four answers here. Is this it? Four answers? Yeah. Name a kind of closet you don't put clothes in. Well, that's interesting. Four answers here. Name a type of closet you don't put clothes in. What type of closet do you not put clothing in? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What type of closet do you not put clothing in? That's only four answers on the big board here. Go ahead, caller.
This is a stupid answer, but linen closet. But that's a dumb answer. But that's the best I could think of.
Yeah, linen's number one. Now, why do you mark that as a dumb answer? I mean, you don't put clothes in the linen.
Well, linen and clothing are kind of related. To me, clothing and domestics and, you know, and I guess, you know, in kind of a humorous note, linen would include towels and people are working at home, you know, and not really getting dressed up. You know, I said, I haven't worn a tie in 22 years. I don't even know how to tie one. But, I mean, that was before the current events.
You put a tie in the linen. See, now a linen closet.
What I'm saying is people are just, well, let me get to my, you know, I'm kind of long-winded. I'm very thorough, Scott. Anyway, here's my point. It's kind of a humorous note. People aren't getting dressed. You know, you're seeing Zoom videos of people without pants, etc. People will walk around just wearing a towel. And in that case, a towel, which is in the linen category of linen, people are just wearing a towel. So that's really their clothing because they're working at home. No one has to get dressed anymore. So,
yeah,
you know.
But
that's like, the case where that, you know, ironically, kind of is like clothing.
Yeah, but I mean, if you wear a ring, that's not clothing.
But I mean, if people are wearing a towel because they don't have to get dressed up, they don't, you know, no one has to look at them. They just walk around the house wearing a towel or even just a bed sheet or something, just to cover up or stay warm. Ends up being clothing because people are working at home and going to school at home.
Well, so. I think the big difference is I think if you went to the store and you said, show me something in the clothing department, they're not going to give you a towel.
And I mean, you could be wearing a turban, which you could make out of a towel or a sheet of some kind, so that's kind of like clothing. I guess I'm being a little too deep, but I just, that kind of occurred to me, Scott, because that's kind of a weird question, but, you know, again, ironically, I give what I think is a dumb answer. It's number one, but it's like, well, in some ways, you might keep linen, you might turn linen into a clothing item of some kind. I think I'm thinking into it a little too much.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can make anything clothing, to be honest with you. You can put a cardboard box around you and call it clothing.
Yeah, I would think, and, you know, nowadays, again, people working at home, going to school at home, they're not... I was just kind of thinking earlier, it's not really a good time to be in the formal clothing business.
Right, but I don't think you would call it clothing, just because you put a box around
you. Yeah, not specifically, yes, but I agree. You can take almost anything that you can cover a body with and turn it into clothing.
That's right. We just hope people don't go outside.
People also can make like a clothing for their dog or cat out of a towel or a sheet. People kind of do that.
Well, it's just so, like if you took somebody's brand new shirt and you started cleaning your dishes with it, it doesn't mean it's a towel.
Yeah, correct. Looking at it that way, it's kind of interesting too. Just with the the way that people are dressing, just being at home more.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting. Well, hey, thanks, Adam.
No problem.
Number one answer, yes. The category is, what kind of closet do you not put clothing in? The number one answer was a linen closet, but there are three others. Four answers on this list. Three remain. Go ahead, caller.
How about a water closet?
Water closet. You know what? Water closet's not on the list, but you know, I have not heard, water closet's a toilet, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I haven't heard that since the Jack Parr days, but that's good. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Yeah, water closet was a toilet. I don't know if people knew what a water closet was. Water closet is considered a bathroom. I haven't heard. That was a good answer. You know what? I give whoever that was points for trying. Go ahead, caller.
How about a tool closet?
Tool closet. You know, that's a good guess. Let's see here. Not on the list, though, oddly enough.
Okay.
No tool closet on the list today. Category is, name a type of closet you do not keep clothes in. Go ahead, caller.
Gun closet?
Gun closet. Not on the list.
Okay, thanks.
No gun closet on the list today. Name a type of closet you don't put clothes in. There are three other answers here. We've got linen. That was number one. Go ahead, caller.
How about your decorations?
Decorations. Well, what would you call a closet that you put decorations in?
I would just call it a decoration closet. Just something to store it in now.
Well, this is not specific to decorations, but you're close. Close. I've never heard of a I mean, people can call it a decoration closet, but it could be other things, so I can't go down with that answer here. But what kind of closet would you not put clothes in? A type of closet you don't put clothes in. We've got linen. That's number one. Go ahead, caller.
A food pantry.
Food pantry. Pantry is number two on the list. You got it.
Good.
Thank you. Pantry shows up at number two on the list. What type of closet do you not put clothes in? Linen number one, a pantry number two. We've still got two answers here. Go ahead, caller.
Storage closet.
That's it. Storage closet, number three on the list. You got it. Storage closet shows up at number three on the list. 740-383-9944. Here we go. One answer left. A type of closet you do not put clothes in. Go ahead, caller.
How about a broom closet?
Not a broom closet, but that's a good guess, too. Broom closet does not show up on the list. A type of closet you do not put clothes in. Go ahead, caller.
Not a broom closet.
Not a broom closet. Good guess, though.
All right.
Broom closet is not on our list today. A type of closet you do not put clothes in. One was linen. Two is pantry. Three is storage. What is the fourth answer? A type of closet you do not put clothes in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A type of closet you do not put clothes in. One was a linen closet. Two was a pantry. Three was a storage closet. But there's one more type of closet that you do not put clothes in. What is that other closet that we are not getting? Go ahead, caller.
You can tell how old people are by their answers. A china closet.
China closet. You know, that's I still see a lot of people with china closet. It's not on the list, but it's a good answer.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. No china closet on the list today, but a good answer nonetheless. A type of closet that you do not put clothes in. Does anybody know? A type of closet that you do not put clothes in. We're going to take a 60-second break. Coming back in 60 seconds.
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears back here, WWGH Radio. Getaway Friday. Go ahead, caller.
Electrical closet.
Electrical closet. Well, you know, what goes in an electrical closet?
Well, I was just thinking the breaker box, the electric panel.
Good guess. Not exactly that, but that's close.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Not an electrical closet, but that's close to what we're looking for here. What type of closet do you not put clothes in? Now, we've got a linen closet, a pantry, and a storage closet, but we don't have the fourth answer. 740-383-9944. What type of closet do you not put clothes in? One answer left on the list here. Does anybody know what that one answer is, that type of closet that you do not put clothes in? Let's see if this is the answer coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
I think it's a gas closet or a coat closet.
Not a gas or a coat, but those are good guesses.
A guest.
Oh, a guest closet.
Uh-huh.
Not a guest closet.
Okay.
Not a guest closet, not a coat closet, but those are two good guesses, to be sure. One closet remains. What type of closet do you not put clothes in? Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
A utility closet?
You got it. Utility closet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, utility closet is what it is. The four answers. What type of closet do you not put clothes in? It is a linen closet, a pantry, a storage closet, and a utility closet. Those are the answers. All right, let's go on to the next category here. Now, this has eight answers. This is kind of an interesting category. Okay, eight answers. Name something people put their name on. Name something people put their name on. Now, there are eight answers here. This is interesting. Now, some of these might harken back a few years. Name something people put their name on. We have eight answers here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something people put their name on. Go ahead, caller.
It's a dumb answer, Scott. It might be too general. A document? I mean, a contract or some document that you're signing or indicating that you agree to certain terms?
Well, I'll tell you what. Paperwork is here, so I'll go with that.
One more answer. I think it's really good. Like artwork. If you're an artist, you put you sign your name on the canvas. I was wondering if that was on there, because that's kind of a good cerebral answer.
Yeah, that's a clever one. It's not on the list, but it's clever.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, paperwork is number six on the list. Artwork does not show up on the list, but paperwork is number six on the list. Name something people put their name on. Eight answers. Go ahead, caller.
How about a will?
A will. Let's see here. A will. No will. Will might fall under paperwork.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. No will on the list today. Name something people put their name on. That's what we're looking for. Something people put their name on. 740-383-9944. We've got seven answers remaining here. Something people put their name on. All right, go ahead, caller.
about the mailbox?
Mailbox. You want to have your name on that, that's for sure. Number two answer. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mailbox chimes in at number two. All right. Something people put their name on. Number two answer, mailbox. Number six answer, paperwork. Go ahead, caller.
Driver's license.
Driver's license. Let's see here. Driver's license is not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you.
Driver's license does not show up on the list today. Name something people put their name on. Mailbox number two, paperwork number six. Eight answers. Go ahead, caller.
How about the deed to your house?
The deed to your house. Let's see here. No deed to the house.
No deed to your house. That does not show up on the list. Name something people put their name on. Six answers left here of the eight original. What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
This was an answer I thought of before the guy said driver's license, by the way. Your license plate. I have a vanity license plate. People put their name. You know, if you have a short enough name, you could have a license plate, Scott ITTS, for example. That might be a good. That would be a good license plate for you, Scott, by the way. You could just spell Scott like S-C-S-C-T abbreviated so it would fit. Everybody would know who you are then.
Well, I appreciate
you. Know,
well, that's
you
right.
Are ITT. I have a custom license plate. You said some of the answers were like outdated. So I was thinking like the family Bible or even some book. You put your name like on a school book.
Well, I tell you,
that's kind of like an old-fashioned answer. But you know, the family Bible or something that would be a possible answer and something that's more from long ago.
Well, I tell you, the Bible and the vanity license plate, good guesses, but not on the list today.
Okay, I mean, that's a good. I think I'm a little too cerebral for some of these respondents, but I tried.
Keep working.
All right, those two are not on the list. Six answers left to go. Name something people put their name on. 37 and a half minutes past the hour, something people put their name on. Go ahead, caller.
Sign your checks.
Personal check, number one answer. You got it. Thank you.
Personal check, the number one answer today. Name something people put their name on. Personal check number one, mailbox number two, paperwork number six. Go ahead, caller.
How about a sports jersey?
Sports jersey. You know, that's a good answer. Okay, this not to be too technical here, but sports jersey is a type of what?
Shirt.
A shirt, which is a type of what?
A uniform.
Well, these are all types of something. A shirt, a uniform.
Clothing.
That's it. Clothing. Number eight. Eight on the list is clothing. You got it.
Clothing shows up at number eight on the list. Personal check number one, mailbox number two, paperwork number six, clothing number eight. Something people put their name on. Go ahead, caller.
Your name tag at work.
Your name tag. Let's see here. Name tag is not on the list today.
Okay.
Thank you.
No name tag on the list. Name something people put their name on. What are we looking for here? All right. Go ahead, caller.
A return address on a letter.
Letter. Number five on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Letter shows up at number five on the list. All right, we've only got three answers left here. Name something people put their name on. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
How about a credit card?
Credit card. Let's see. Credit card not on the list.
Okay.
No credit card on the list today. Name something people put their name on. That's what we're looking for, something people put their name on. 40 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a bank loan?
A bank loan. No bank loan on the list. Bank loan does not show up on the list today. Something people put their name on. Personal check is number one. Mailbox is number two. Letters is number five. Six is paperwork. And eight is clothing. Go ahead, caller.
Here's a good cerebral answer, Scott, and this is a kind of like a new school answer. So let's see if this works. Your email address, you know, like I'm Adam at wwgh1071.com. So that's your name's on your email address.
That's true.
That's a good answer, OSU kid, because you are the OSU kid.
That's
right.
You
aren't really a kid anymore because you got a big birthday coming up in a few days.
Well, that'll all be determined. But you know what?
Isn't that a good answer, Scott?
It's a good answer, but you know something? Do we technically put our name on it? Because, like, I use OSU kid. That's not my name.
Well, it's a nickname, and names also include nicknames.
Do they?
So I think you should be, you know, you should just be Itz.
I don't know.
Because that's what I've called you. I have nicknames for almost everybody at the station, including for myself.
Yeah, I don't like that being an acronym. I like that just being full out.
But that is a good answer. I would think we have the old school answers, and now we have the new ones. And I would think even if you use J. Smith or something like a lot of people would do. First initial, last name, that's still your name. And nicknames count, too, because people don't have to use the name they were assigned. They can use something different.
I don't know, though, because, like I know somebody whose nickname is Shortcake. Now, that's not their name.
Yeah.
Or Refrigerator. I don't think Refrigerator Perry could have signed a check Refrigerator.
Right, but interestingly enough, though, celebrities will often sign their name with the nickname. You know, like Bill Clinton always signed like Bill, even though his name was William Jefferson.
Yeah, but is that a nickname? I think that's just an abbreviation.
And then the athletes too that have nicknames. For example, there was Motorboat Jones, who was a Cincinnati Red farmhand many years ago, and I got his autograph. He signed it, Motorboat Jones.
Interesting. Well,
that does happen. Yeah, and a lot of celebrities, they don't use their real name. They change their name. Tony Curtis, his name was Bernard Schwartz.
But I think he did change it legally.
Yeah, they may change it legally, or sometimes you don't really know if it's been actually changed. But you're not talking about William Refrigerator Perry. I don't think he changed it to Refrigerator, and I haven't gotten his autograph, but he probably would sign it, William Refrigerator Perry. But I guess it kind of depends.
You better go quick with him. I hear he's not in good health.
Either way, yeah, it might be used in an email address just because that's how you're thought of by the general public. So, yeah, a good point, I guess. But I guess you and I are a little jealous because Scott and Adam, there's no nickname. You can't really have a nickname for Scott and Adam. It's not like William or Robert where there's like five different nicknames.
You can always
Maybe
use
that's
your initials.
Why I was thinking.
A lot of people use their initials.
Yeah, well, then if you were SS, you'd be confused with the mayor, who's also an SS.
Yeah, but I don't think we call him SS, but it's a good guess. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. Name something you put your name on. 43 and a half minutes past the hour. Personal check was number one. Mailbox was number two. Letters was number five. Paperwork was number six. And clothes was number eight. What are the remaining three answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you put your name on. Go ahead, caller.
How about a car title?
Car title. Car title is not on the list. Car title does not make the list. Name something you put your name on. 740-383-9944. Something you put your name on. Three answers left, I believe, here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a reservation at a restaurant?
Reservation. Let's see here. Reservation, not on the list. Good guess, though. Not a reservation. Something you put your name on. 740-383-9944. Something you put your name on. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Here's another good one, Scott. You ready?
But here comes the break. Save it for after the 60-second break.
Okay.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marian, native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here we are, Getaway Friday, January the 8th, 2021. Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up at 11:10 this morning till 12 noon. And then the Exchange Club with two guest panelists today live in the studio. Should be interesting current events talk. The category is Name Something You Put Your Clothes On. Three answers remain. Go ahead, caller.
Your name on, not your clothes on.
Well, put your clothes on, but, you know, it's
here's a good answer, Scott. This is kind of cerebral, but you know when they're installing or pouring concrete, and before the concrete dries, people would, like, take a stick and write their name on the concrete?
Right.
You've seen that, right? That's probably too deep for these respondents, but that's a good answer.
Doesn't make the list, though.
I mean, I think that and a painting or artwork are two of the best answers, but I didn't have hopes they'd be there. But you'd agree, the idea where you put your name in the concrete when they're building a sidewalk, that to me is...
I think that's vandalism.
People do it. You'll need a
bail bondsman.
Yeah, well, I guess we could do that, since our caller correctly said that a bail bondsman is someone you would call. That was a good answer, too.
That was. Hey,
I like the answer.
Hopefully we'll get the remaining three here in 10 minutes. All right, we've got three answers left to go in the 12 minutes we've got left here. Name something people put their name on. I guess I said that wrong. Name something people put their name on. Personal check is number one. Mailbox is number two. Letters is number five. Paperwork is number six. And clothes is number eight. Name something people put their name on. 740-383-9944. Three answers. Go ahead, caller.
How about your
sports
bag,
like a gym
bag,
sports
equipment?
Right, gym bag, not on the list.
No sports equipment, huh?
Yeah, no gym bag.
Yep.
No gym bag or sports equipment, but there's an answer that's kind of close to that one. Something people put their name on. Think about that. Something people put their name on. Three answers left to go. Go ahead, caller.
What about your lunch?
Your lunch?
Like if you're going to work, lunch.
Well, if you're having fruitcake, you don't have to put your name on that. Nobody's going to steal that thing in 1,000 years. I know. Well, you still got to take the shots as long as they're selling them. Lunch, not on the list.
Okay.
No lunch on the list today. Name something people put their name on. Personal check one, mailbox two, letter 5, paperwork 6, clothes 8. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say, like, a piece of jewelry? People put their name, like, on a necklace sometimes.
No jewelry on the list.
Okay, I tried. Thank you.
No jewelry on the list today. Something people put their name on. What do we got? Something people put their name on. Personal check 1, mailbox 2, letters number 5, paperwork number 6, clothes number 8. Go ahead, caller.
Luggage.
Luggage. You got it. Luggage number 3. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 answer, luggage. So now we're down to 2 answers here. Are we going to get the remaining 2? Something people put their name on. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
What about skin? Such as in, like, a tattoo.
A tattoo. Skin. Not on the list, but people, that's very popular nowadays.
Okay.
Skin, not on the list. Name something people put their name on. Personal check number 1, mailbox number 2, luggage 3, letters. What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
Books.
Books. Books not on the list. Good guess, though. No books on the list today. 740-383-9944. Name something people put their name on. 10 minutes left to go. 50 minutes past the hour. All right here. Go ahead, caller.
Tools.
Tools. No tools on the list. Good guess, though. Tools. All right. Name something people put their name on. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Tools.
Tools. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No tools on the list today. Name something people put their name on. Personal check number 1, mailbox number 2, luggage number 3, letters number 5, paperwork number 6, clothes number 8. 2 answers left. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, did somebody say door? That seems obvious. I don't think I heard it, though.
No door, and it's not on the list either.
I mean, you go into someone's office, it, you know, has the name on the door. I mean, like, you know, Ed Asner, your buddy there, had Mr. Grant, you know, or Lou Grant on his door in the Maritella Moore show. That would be...
That is true. You are right.
That would be illogical. Well, I don't... I wonder about these surveys sometimes, because that seems like it was so obvious, I didn't even think about it. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I tried.
Thank you. The door does not make the list today. Name something people put their name on. Personal check 1, mailbox 2, luggage 3, letters 4, paperwork 6, and clothes number 8. 2 answers remain and 8 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. Name something people put their name on. 2 answers here. Name something people put their name on. Does anybody know? 52 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something people put their name on. That's what we're looking for today. Go ahead, caller.
How about ink pens?
Ink pens. Done for a long time. Okay, you know what? What is an ink pen?
You know, a writing material. You get a pen set.
Right. But I'm saying, what is it part of? What do you... It's part of a group of things.
Oh, writing utensils.
Writing utensils, close. Just a little deeper, because there are other items in this category that people put their name on, but pens is one of them. Where would you keep the pens that you put your name on?
In your desk, on your pocket. Desk items, desk accessories.
Keep thinking where you would where you'd want a pen with you, because it goes with other things as well. But you're close.
Yeah, well, you keep it in your pocket. I don't know.
Okay, think about this.
In a clothing accessory.
Why would you want people? Why would you put your name on your pen?
Oh, well, you might do advertising, real estate, kind of thing.
Right. So if you're doing advertising in real estate, what other items would you put your name on? You'd put it on a pen?
Business card.
Business card. What are pens and business cards?
Looking for advertising.
Advertising. But what do you call that in... this is...
I'm kind of lost.
You're very if you're doing it for a business purpose, like you said, and you have pens and you have whatever with your name on it, what are those?
Oh, well, they're giveaways. Hell, I don't know.
Keep thinking. Keep thinking. We'll get there. But that's close. That's close to one of the answers. You know, if you put your name on pens and you put it on other things. What are they? Somebody will get this. 2 answers left. Name something you put your name on. Personal check was 1, mailbox was 2, suitcase was 3, letter was 5, paperwork. All right, go ahead, caller.
I had one humorous answer, which might be there, Scott, and I think the last person, did you mean stationary? Is that what you were getting at?
Not stationary, but that's a good guess.
My humorous answer was like on the ballot, like Donald Trump put his name on the ballot for president. So that's an answer, but I don't think it'll be there.
It's not there, but hopefully we get this in 5 minutes.
Okay.
5 minutes left to go. What are the remaining 2 answers? Things you put your name on. Things that you put your name on. That's where we are right now. Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
Your desk at work, your cubicle?
Desk. Good guess, but not exactly. Not the desk or the cubicle. Things you put your name on. 740-383-9944. 2 answers left here. 740-383-9944. What are these 2 answers? Go ahead, caller.
I think it's office supplies.
You got it. Office supplies is number 4 on the list. You've got it. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Office supplies shows up at number 4 on the list. All right. Name something you put your name on. We've got 1 answer left. What is it? 5 minutes and 1 answer left. Personal checks, mailbox, suitcase, office supplies, letters, paperwork, and clothes. We've got all those. What is the 1 answer that we are missing? Something you put your name on. Does anybody know what the final answer would be today? 740-383-9944. Something you put your name on. We've got 7 of them. Are we going to get the 8th one, the final one, before time's up? Go ahead, caller.
How about a pet collar?
Pet collar, good name, a good guess. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Alrighty.
On a pet's collar, not on the list today. 740-383-9944. Something you put your name on. 1 answer left. Go ahead, caller.
Your work ID?
Not your work ID. Good guess, too. Work ID does not show up on the list today. Something you put your name on. 1 answer left. 2.5 minutes to go here. Well, let's see if we can get it. Go ahead, caller.
How about a tombstone?
That's where you don't want it, but yes, it would be on there, but not on the list, but a good guess.
Thank you.
Yeah, your name is on the tombstone, that's for sure. We hope. You hope your name. Well, not now. Give it a while. Name something people put their name on. We got personal check, we've got mailbox, we've got suitcase, we've got office supplies, we've got letters, we've got paperwork, we've got clothes. What is the final answer of the 8? Go ahead, caller.
Social Security card.
Social Security card, not the answer, but it's something like that. Very close.
Driver's license.
Not a driver's license.
Okay.
It's not exactly a Social Security card, but it's more of that realm type of thing. 740-383-9944, name something you put your name on. We've got personal check, mailbox, suitcase, office supplies, letters, paperwork, and clothes. I'll tell you, it's a cross between paperwork and a Social Security card. Something you put your name on. Think about that. Something you put your name on. Go ahead, caller.
Immigration card.
Not an immigration card. No immigration card on this particular list. Something you put your name on. That you put your name on. It could fall under paperwork, but I guess it doesn't on this list. Go ahead, caller.
I think it's any legal document.
I'm not sure if this would be considered a legal document, but it's something we deal with every... nobody doesn't have these. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Everybody's got these. It kind of falls under paperwork, but it's something you put your name on. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
How about a passport?
Not a passport. Passport does not make the list. Everybody has these. It kind of falls under paperwork. What is it? Something you put your name on. Go ahead, caller.
Driver's license?
Not a driver's license. Driver's license does not make the list. Something you put your name on. Kind of in the paperwork area. Everybody's got them. We deal with them every month. They're mostly a monthly thing. Sometimes they come twice a year, sometimes a month, sometimes a week. Go ahead, caller.
Birth certificate.
Not a birth certificate. Not a birth certificate. We all have these things. They kind of fall under paperwork. We get them all the time. Go ahead, caller.
Bills?
Bills. That's it. Number 7. You got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bills was the answer. Name something people put their name on, personal check, mailbox, luggage, suitcase, office supplies, letters, paperwork, bills, and clothes. We are going to take a 15-minute break, come back with Pastor Steve Whitaker and the Pastor Spot, and then at 12:15, we've got the Exchange Club and our two panelists live in the studio. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
I did as a... more of a yell, war cry, than a yell.
And the grand prize game. Oh, my goodness. How could we ever forget that?
Yeah, yeah. I would drive the crazy sometimes. We always had to